Last two times we spoke about different parts of what it means to have Kedusha Shvias, and in, probably not the next time, but two times, we'll talk about the big thing of Kedusha Shvias, which is how you actually treat food that has Kedusha Shvias when you have it, but how you eat it and you don't waste it and things like that. That's going to be probably next time, probably the time afterwards. Now, and for next time, we're going to talk about knowing which foods actually have Kedusha Shvias to them. Yeah, how do we talked about before, like what are the rules of having something Kedusha Shvias? Now, well, how do you know which things do or don't have Kedusha Shvias? I'm going to be talking about today a few specific topics. So before I tell you, I'm going to tell you the things that we're not going to talk about. I got to tell you. Yeah, which is, first of all, we talked already, two different things already, which is, one is, how do you know which year something is from? Like the peppers we're talking about right now. How do you know which year the produce is from to decide if it's Shemitah produce? Like, for example, if we had an orange in our American soil, that would not be Shemitah produce, even though it's Shemitah. That has to do with what has Kedusha Shvias, and also the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Those are two things we spoke about in the past to determine what is does or doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. And two things we'll talk about in Eretz Yisrael in the future are, what about people who hold the Het HaMechira? Does the Het HaMechira mean that something doesn't have Kedusha Shvias? And what happens to things that have Kedusha Shvias, but the time of beer already passed? Okay, that's what we'll talk about also in the future. Whether those things still have Kedusha Shvias. Okay, so those are the things we're not talking about today, whether it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. So what I'm going to start by telling you is like this. We know that there are specific ways that you're supposed to use things that have Kedusha Shvias. And we'll talk about, again, in the future, of exactly how you're supposed to use it. You can use it for this, and you can not use it for this. The different rules of what you could use it. Those rules of what you're allowed to use it is intertwined with the din of what does have Kedusha Shvias. Only those things that are used in the way that are used in the way that you're allowed to use something on Shvias are the things that have Kedusha Shvias. So, if you have an apple, my big green apple, if you have an apple, apples are used for eating by people, and since apples are usually used for a thing that has Kedusha Shvias, the way that Shvias produce could be used, therefore, apples have Kedusha Shvias. Alfalfa is fed to animals, so since feeding animals is something that you're allowed to do with Perish Shvias, therefore alfalfa has Kedusha Shvias, because it's used is for something that people would be allowed to do things with Kedusha Shvias. Okay, so that's one rule, which is that the rules of how you use Kedusha Shvias and what has Kedusha Shvias sort of are the same. If this is a thing that could be, that the usual we use is a way that has Kedusha Shvias, that you could do with Shemitah produce, then this thing has Kedusha Shvias. It goes together. Now, also, is that there are certain things that don't have Kedusha Shvias. Really, the rule is what you're allowed, what has Kedusha Shvias is things that grow from the ground and are primarily used for eating by humans and by animals. There are a few other little uses, but mainly things that are eaten by animals and humans and that grow from the ground. So, lafuke, salt, or a piece of meat, they don't grow from the ground. Okay, so they don't have Kedusha Shvias, even if they're the produce of this year, because they don't grow from the ground, so those things don't have Kedusha Shvias. The next is, an extension of that is, the contemporary person talk about is that mushrooms don't have Kedusha Shvias, because mushrooms, the Gemara's words are, the Gemara's not talking about mushrooms, the Gemara says this, I forgot the exact words, only things that have a shirish are things that have Kedusha Shvias, and therefore in din, even though for certain din, mushrooms are considered that they are considered to be attached to the ground, for this they can say they don't have a shirish. The Gemara's definition is it has to have a shirish, that's what has Kedusha Shvias, and therefore since mushrooms don't have a shirish, a number of contemporary points can say that mushrooms don't have Kedusha Shvias. We had mentioned this in passing once before. Okay, another thing is, lumber that you use for construction, okay, it goes in the ground, but the use that you do with it is something that it's not, you're not allowed to use Kedusha Shvias for those kind of things for building. We'll talk about why in a second. You're not allowed to use things that have Kedusha Shvias for building, therefore lumber doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. And similar to that is cotton, which is even more, it seems like a plant that grows all the time. It's more planty than the tree is. Cotton is used for making clothing. You're not allowed to use things with Kedusha Shvias to make clothing with, and therefore cotton doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. The strands of cotton don't have Kedusha Shvias to them. Cotton seeds, Rabbi Yisrael and I were just saying this, cotton seeds do have Kedusha Shvias because they're Michael Behema, and actually now they're even a little bit Michael Ogun because they make cotton seed oil, but cotton seeds do have Kedusha Shvius, but the cotton, the fibers that you make clothing out of, does not have Kedusha Shvius.
This is kind of different, because usually, when we usually say, like, we determine the status of the item, and then you can, based on that, you can say what you're left with. Here,
right.
We're going the opposite.
Right? Well, it's the same, right?
The right. Of,
yes, yeah, well, it's really the same. The rules are the same, but the how you could use it is, if I could use it, more famous. That's more well-known, how you can use things with Shvius. There's lots of dinner about that. But the other side of that coin is, only those things that are used in that way have Kedusha Shvius. That's how it goes together. Yes. Okay, and the last thing is we had mentioned that things that are that used to be edible and they're no longer edible don't have Kedusha Shvius anymore. Once they become not edible, those things lose. They don't have Kedusha Shvius anymore. For example, if your apple rots and becomes not edible anymore, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius anymore. Once it becomes not edible, Kedusha Shvius.
Not Roy
for Shmita use. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Yes. Not, in any case, like feeding people, if it's known for people, but now it's for animals, it would still have Kedusha Shvius. Michael Behem is also a thing that...
Even though this thing was not...
Originally, it was Michael Adam. Now it's only suitable Michael Behem, but still...
It's Roy Michael Behem.
Yes, but we're going to talk in a second more about the Michael Behem shayla. But yes, it has to be not Roy for Michael Adam, not Roy for Michael Behem, not Roy for any of the uses for Shmita. There's other uses you could use it for illumination, you can make like a candle out of it, there's other uses, but the main ones are eating for people and humans, people and animals. There are other little uses, but those are the main ones. Okay, now, the truth is, what is good? The truth is that it's a little bit more than that. Okay, it's a little deeper. Okay, what we're about to say now comes from Gemara in Sukkah. It says like this: the pasuk says, "V'chayis shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achlo," and then it finishes off, "V'chol la'atzach la'masecha v'tzricha yisheshapah v'arim v'ach." The Torah says you should use the produce of this year should be lachem la'achlo, and the Gemara says that there's two opposite mashmoyos from this pasuk. Okay, the word lachem is mashma lachem lachot zrechechem. The produce of this year is for you, for whatever you want to do there. You can do whatever you want to with it. On the other hand, the word la'achla is mashma la'achla. Now, the words that are there are not exactly the words of the Gemara, but la'achla v'loy davrachi, not you're supposed to eat it and not do other things with it. Okay, so the Gemara says we have opposite mashmois in the pasuk. Lachem is mashma. You could do whatever you want to with it. It's yours. It's lachem. It's for you. Do whatever you like to with it. And la'achla is mashma. No, you can only eat it. Okay, so the Gemara says that it seems to be a steer in the same pasuk of what you're allowed to do with it. The Gemara has a machlokes of what had it be miyash of that, and the chayra, the assumption is that the din is as follows. We learn from here that there are two rules, and the basic rule is you can use shemitah produce for anything that's similar to achila. Lachem la'achla means is you can use it for achila. And lachem means it's an expanded achila. Anything that's like achila is the kind of thing that you could use this to use for. But if it's not like achila, then you're not allowed to use it. Okay, you can't just use it. You can't use it whatever animal. I'll give you examples in a second. Sorry, I'll give you examples in a second. Okay, so now that means this. That teaches us two rules. The first rule is that it has to be hanasan ubiru shava. It has to be that just like when you eat something. As I destroy it by eating it, that's when I have the hanah from it. I eat my banana. As I'm eating it, I'm destroying it. So too, you could use it for other uses that are destructive. While you're having the hanah, that's when you destroy the thing also. And the Gemara says, lafuke, you can't use, if you have something from Shemitah, you can't burn it, you can't use a piece of wood and make charcoal out of it, because there the hanah comes if you destroy it. First you burn it, and then once you've burnt it and you've destroyed it, now the charcoal that's left is what you use for cooking. So the Gemara says would not be an appropriate use for something for Shemitah, and the Mela, wood that's used for burning, doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. It goes together. It's not how also you and Shavah, because when you're burning it, that's not when you have the hanah from it. If you've destroyed it, now you have the hanah from it, so it's not considered also be Rosh Hashanah and doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Okay. Now, you use it for that, and the male doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Okay. The other rule is...
word is used for hasak.
For hasak? Yeah, for burning. For wood. That's used for cooking. That's used for cooking. Yes. Okay, we're not talking about... There's other ways of using wood. We're not talking about that. Okay, now, the other rule we learn is that just like achila is a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, you're probably familiar with that one from the Hilchos Yontif rules, as davar hashav l'chol nefesh, everybody eats, everybody appreciates eating food, so too, you can only use things that are davar hashav l'chol nefesh, la'afuke, this is a more famous exception, la'afuke, what the Gemara calls, what Mishnah calls melugma, which means it's refuah. If you have a food, a shemitah food, and you want to rub into your skin because it'll be a good cream, you want to use it for some kind of a medicinal purposes, you're not allowed to do the things that have Kedusha Shvius, because that's not Shavu Chol Nefesh. Only sick people need that. healthy people don't need that. And therefore, we learn that from Lachem Lachol that it should be for use for eating type uses. So just like for eating, everybody has enough from eating. So too, you can only use it, you cannot use it with Melugma, you can use it for a fool. You can't use the Perish use for any kind of thing that's only for certain types of people appreciated. Okay? So those are the general rules. I'm going to give you some specifics in a second.
Right, and the flip side is that if it's a type of product that can only be used for a fool, then it wouldn't have to use for
shoe. I didn't want to say that, but yes, that's true. What Rabbi Mish just mentioned, that he says that if it only uses Lemulugma, then it doesn't have to use for shoe. This is basically, right, we're ignoring, there's a well-known Kesef Mishnah about this din who maybe says opposite. Okay, but we're ignoring it. Yes, but Rabbi Mish said is assumed to be correct. I didn't want to say that specifically, but yes, it's true that if the second time, as I said, if the use is a kind that's only Kedusha Shvi'ah, is only for a way that's not Kedusha Shvi'ah, that you couldn't do something with Kedusha Shvi'ah, that reason, let's say it wasn't Hanasa Birun Shava, doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'ah either. Okay, so now we have two things to talk about that have to do with this. And that the first is something that you may have heard the term, something called Yuval Nachri, okay? Produce from a non-Jew's field, okay? And you see in Eretz Yisrael, they actually package, they put it on the packages, they put a sticker on the thing, that's Yivul Nachri, okay, they put it on there. And you'll hear why in a second, why do they tell you that's Yivul Nachri? They don't tell you everything else about the thing, but for Shemitah in particular, there's a lot of disclosure. Okay, everyone has different shitas. A lady said to me, she says, what am I supposed to do? I'm making a wedding in Eretz Yisrael. She says, and I don't know what to serve the people. Because some people, Dafka, want produce from Gaim, some people don't want produce from Gaim, some people want Hekta Mechir, Kaliba Dafka don't want. So what am I supposed to serve that everyone will eat? I mean, the best we can come up with is just chicken. Just serve no fruits and vegetables. And mushrooms. There we go, chicken and mushrooms. I didn't think of mushrooms. Chicken and mushrooms.
Soda.
Okay. Okay. So, what is Yivul Nachri? We're going to do this is a very long-standing argument. You may have heard this, which is a machlokes in the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. When Yidden was starting to come to Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, 500 years ago, there was a big machlokes, and it was a very public, you see from the tshuvas and everything, it was a very public machlokes. Each side was taking very public stands about this din. And the Beis Yosef held that things that grow in a goy's field do not have kedusha shvi'ah. And the Mabit held that, no, if it goes in a goy's field, it has Kedusha Shvi'ah anyhow, even though it was there. Okay? And there were riots back and forth. The specific application they were talking about, or the part that was more public, was whether you have to be Marfish Shumas or Maisis, which is the other side of the coin, because if it's Shemitah produce, there's no Chiv of Shumas or Maisis on Shemitah produce, and the Beis Yosef held, it does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah, and if you have to be Marfish Shumas or Maisis, and the Mabit held that it's... It has Kedusha Shvi'ah, and if you don't have to be Mafra Shumas,
it's like if it has Niruach Yisrael.
It has Niruach Yisrael, yes. So that was a public part of it. There was a whole demonstration. They were Mafra Shumas and Maisis. It was a whole to do how they did this. It was a whole.
Nothing to do with the Kenyan. Yes.
So what happened is, we're going to skip ahead a few hundred years, and what happened is that.
I know everybody's going to agree that it's Kedusha Shvi'ah and Maisis. I'm just curious.
On a goy's produce, yes.
The other 6 years.
If, like he said, Miruach Yisrael. Yes, if a yid did certain parts of the malach, but if it grew on a goy's land, yes. So now, so the what happened is that the minig, what they call the minig Yerushalayim, which is to say the old minig in Eretz Yisrael, the minig that was around for a long time in Eretz Yisrael was, they followed the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that everybody agreed with him except for the Mabit. That's what the Beis Yosef says in his time, and everybody followed that. And the Pasuk Shulchan says that, which is where it came from, you know, that's the Minig Yerushalayim, what they call the Minig Yerushalayim, but the Beis Yosef had no Kedusha Shvi'ah. Which, as we talked about, that opened up the possibility of buying produce from Goyim, okay? If you remember of Cook's letter about how horrified he was, he wasn't about the din, but about the idea that you'd buy from the Goyim, that was very upsetting to him. And when the Chazon Ish came, he said he thought the din was like the Mabit, and so in Bnei Brak, they hold that Yivul Nachri has Kedusha Shvi'ah to it. And those who, now it's a little bit spread past Bnei Brak, people who follow the Sheet of Chazon Ish say that Yivul Nachri has Kedusha Shvi'ah. Now, as I said to you the other time, everyone agrees that there's no Isser Svichin on Yivul Nachri. So when you see that package that says on that set on Yivul Nachri, the people who are follow the mini, what they call the mini Yerushalayim, those people don't have Kedusha Shvi'ah at all. They do whatever they want to. They eat it completely. They completely, it's as if it came from Chutz Lartz. The people in Bnei Brak would say it's not Svichin, but they would treat it with Kedusha Shvi'ah. So if you serve that at the Chazon Ish, they would, the people in, the people, right here, yes, you're right.
Yes.
So, yes.
But it would be Miruach Yisrael. they buy in a package already.
It happened. The meruah happened when they bought the chickpeas to make that hummus. They bought the chickpeas from the guy, and then they processed it. And
right.
So now the that means is if they served that hummus, or you know, was hummus at a person at the wedding that I was talking to you about, the people from Nebra could eat it. They were just eating with kedusha shmias. Okay, and then the waiters who are following you fine would throw it in the garbage, the leftovers. Okay, but the people there, they could eat it still. Now, the Yevul Nachri just tells the people, you might think this has kedusha shmias, but you can eat it. It's not tzvichin. Okay?
So, in the kosher letter that's sitting on the table.
Okay. So now.
Does it make a difference how the bride acquired the sodas?
Interesting question. I don't know what made you think of the question, but I'm about to tell you a riot. Okay, I'm going to tell you one of the riots. There's many riots back and forth. I'm sorry, I have to tell you one thing before I get to that, which is this question about whether Yevul Nachri does or doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas is intertwined with the question we spoke about some time ago, which is the mitzvah of Shemitah a mitzvah on the person or a mitzvah on the land? If we say it's a mitzvah on the person. Okay, if we say it's a mitzvah on the person, the mitzvah relates to the person. And Yossi's comments over here. If it relates to the person, then we say, well, if it belongs to a guy, this we could say is it belongs to the guy. He doesn't have a mitzvah shmita. Maybe not hefker until the person mafker it, because it depends on the person. So then again, the guy owned it; he didn't have the mitzvah shmita. On the other hand, if it's a mitzvah on the land and whoever happens to be there is responsible for it, then the mitzvah on the land is. Irrespective of who owns it. The difference if it's a Yeruka. Okay. The other ways of saying this. Now, the Beis Yosef brought a raya from a Gemara, Rishami, like this. Okay, here's what Rishami says. Okay? Rishami says like this. It's at the end of the ninth paragraph. It says, Rabbi Shuben Levi, have a mifki the Talmidim. Rabbi Shuben Levi was telling his Talmidim, he was sending them shopping. Okay? And he said to them, like Tizben Li Yerek, Elamin Ginsa the Sisra. When you buy me vegetables, buy them to me from the Garden of Sisra. Okay, what on earth does that mean, the Garden of Sisra? That means is that there was Sisra was way back when, 1,000 years from before Rabbi Shuben Levi lived. There were lands that they believed Sisra had owned, and Yidden had never captured those lands from Goyim. Never, it had never been captured. So these are lands that never got Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to them. Yidden never were kovish these lands. So he said, I want you to buy me vegetables from Ginsa the Sisra. That place, that garden in that's called Ginsa the Sisra, because we have a server that is, it was owned by Goyim all the way back since the time of Sisra. It's 1,000 years. It's been owned by Goyim. That's why I want you to buy my vegetables. Okay, that's what he told them when he sent them shopping. So, Kal Ime Zachalatayv. So, these Talmidim met Elyonavi Zachalatayv. Elyonavi Zachalatayv. They met Elyonavi. And nonetheless, Elyonavi told them, Ezel Emel Rabach, go tell your Rebbe, let's have our Ginsa the Sisra. You think that place is Ginsa the Sisra, it's a mistake. It's really not Ginsa the Sisra. And so therefore, you think you should go buy from this and this place. It's not true. It's not really, when you call Ginsa the Sisra, it has this name that's been around since Sisra owned it. It's not really true. But, rather, the Yehudai Havas really belonged to Jews, the Katlei, and he killed them. The Nasbemine, and he took them away from them. Okay, so you think it's a land that always belonged to God. It's not true. Really, it belonged to Yidden, and they took it away from the Yidden. And in Be'isa Machmir al Nafshach, if you want to be Machmir for this din, Ishtavu Ilacharach. Okay, now, so Eliyahu HaNavi told him. I'm going to tell you what that means in a second. Stop. I'm going to tell you what that means in a second. The last two words are very important. I'm going to tell you that in a second. Okay. So he told him it's not the Ginsa the Sisra. So. Before we get to the last two words, Rabbi Shuben Levi was saying, this is, I don't know if exactly the way the Beis Yosef said it, Rabbi Shuben Levi was saying, like the Mahayat. He didn't want to buy produce from a land that belonged to a guy, because even though the land belonged to a guy, it would still have Kedusha Shviyas to it. He wanted to buy from only from Ginsa the Sisra that never had Kedusha to it, but a land that only now belongs to a guy, but yesterday used to belong to a yid, that's land he does not want to buy.
He stole it. It wasn't like he bought it from...
No, he's not worried about Shviyas. He's not worried about that it's stolen.
But maybe if something is, if I steal something,
Targen Nigzelis, right?
Yeah.
So therefore it still has the shame of a Jew on it.
Okay.
But if a Yid would go ahead, if a Goy would go ahead and bought it and got a contract from the Goy, then maybe then it belonged to
the
Goy.
The Avloyim stole the rights to
it. Right. It's been 500 years since someone stole it. It's been forever ago.
He killed him.
No, so Rabbi Shulben Levi was worried. Rabbi Shulben Levi was worried that he was getting the probes like my bit says. So he wanted to get something that had never been used. So basically, so what happened? So came along Eliyahu HaNavi and told him, you shouldn't be machmir for that. Now, there's three ways to read the end of that Gemara. What did Eliyahu HaNavi tell them? He says, it's not getting to the sister. So what is it? So he says, so there's three different ways to read the end of the Gemara. Let's say this. Okay, this is the beginning of the Gemara. So now, there's three ways to say it. Okay, the first way is the way the Maharal Fulda says. Okay, the Maharal Fulda says that it's like this in the Yerushalmi, in Tamai. I didn't look at it, but that's what he says. It says, you want to be machmir, ishtarui lechavrech, which means is, if you want to be machmir, for only so this purported gets to the sense of fine, don't bother everybody else. Don't ishtarui lechavrech, to your friends, let it go. Don't be machmir for them. Don't make them be machmir. So Eliyahu HaNavi is telling you, if you want to personally be machmir about the Shiloh, you could be machmir. But don't tell everybody else to be machmir. So don't go around spreading this thing that you should only buy from Ginsa and the Sisra and let everybody else be makel. So Eliyahu HaNavi was telling them that everybody could be makel. He was leaving it open that maybe there's a mila to be machmir. He was making such a possibility. He was saying, don't bother everybody else. Leave everybody, let everybody be makel. If you want to be machmir, we could talk about that. You could think about that.
Why is it a chumra?
Because he won't buy from Hiltree. Peiris Nachri as if they have Kedusha Shvias.
But he's saying it's not Peiris, he says it really belongs to a Yid.
He's saying, you thought you were going to get into the Sisra. You only want to be Machmir to buy from that field. This is the wrong field. This field is not getting to the Sisra. So now you're going to say, so I won't buy anything. If you want to be Machmir and not buy because you think there's Kedusha Shvias, be Machmir for yourself. But let everybody else be Mekel. Let them buy it. Let them buy from, like the Beis Yosef said, to them it has no Kedusha Shvias, even from a field that's not getting to the Sisra. That's how the Gemara will believe. Okay.
It used to belong to a Jew.
Means, right. That means so it had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, right. And now that a Goy owns it, so Rabbi Shulben Levi said, if a Yid owns it, if a Goy owns it now, it still has Kedusha to it.
They're missing words. In other words, in the Yerushalmi, they're missing words. He should have been, you know, now he should have said, I've not since the day Nachri.
Right, that's what he was saying. That he was implying, yes. This is a regular Goy Shavuot.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, the Kesef Mishnah learns, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Girsa is, in Be'isa Machma Mavshach, the last two words are, Ishtavui Lechavruch. You want to be Machmer, you shouldn't be. You should make yourself similar to your friends. They're Mekel, the whole world is Mekel. You're the only one who has this idea to be Machmer back into the system. You shouldn't do that. Even you should be Mekel. In which case, the Mishnah says, look at this. Eliyahu HaNavi told him that this is a chumra, it's incorrect. Eliyahu HaNavi is telling you to pass like me. So Rabbi Shulben Levi held like the Mabit. Nobody else thought like that. And Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Shulben Levi, you shouldn't be Machmer. That's
it. Do you mean that's Kesef
Mishnah? No, because he brings that right. That's his Girsa. Okay. And the Gra has a third Girsa. And his third Girsa is Ishtavei Lachavrei, which means is that field is the same as every other field. Ishtavei, that field, Lachavrei, it is the same as every other field that's like it, so there's no advantage to this field over another. So Eliyahu wasn't commenting on whether you should pass him like the Beis Yosef or the Mabit. According to this Girsa, Eliyahu Navi is just telling him, this field is no better than the other one, so now what you should do about that, that's your business. I'm not telling you what to do with it. But this field, this Ginsa and the Sisra, is not really Ginsa and the Sisra. It's really a field like every other field. It used to be owned by Yit, now it's owned by Yigari. What you should do, I'm not telling you. But you should know that the fields are equal. Okay, so according to the Gemara, there's no right in either direction. We see Rabbi Shulben Levi was being mocked, like the Mabit, but Eliyahu HaNavi didn't respond to anything that was a right. Okay. So you should just know this is a right that he brings. The Chazanish learns the Gemara differently. You can imagine. But the Chazanish learns the Gemara differently. He says there's no right Bechal from this Gemara. Because the Chazanish says, the Gemara is not talking about whether it has Kedusha Shvias or not. But the Gemara was talking about, if you remember, what he asked him to buy was to buy him a Yerek. So the Shaila, he was a Shaila of Svichin. Rabbi Shulben Levi was, so everybody holds that land of a Goy doesn't have Svichin to it. Rabbi Shulben Levi was being even more machmir than that, to say, if it ever belonged to a Yid, it does have Svichin. If it ever belonged to a Yid, and Eliyahu HaNavi is telling him, no. If it even belongs to a Goy now, there's no Isra Svichin. Chacham, the word Goy is Isra Svichin if it belongs to a Goy. So then the Gemara,
Rabbi Shulben Levi didn't know that?
That was what he was being taught that. He learned that. He didn't come to the Shia. You see Rabbi Shulben Levi by the Shia? No, he didn't know that. So the Rabbi Shulben Levi is being taught that there's only Isra Svichin if a Yid's field, not from a Goy's field. So according to Chazanish, there's no right from the Gemara. He owned the way the Gemara picked on Yerek because he was telling him he didn't want to buy Svich. That's what it was. Okay. One last right I tell you because we got to move on, and that is the Chazanish brings a right for himself. The Rambam says that, I keep mentioning this thing, that a Goy's field, produce of a Goy's field does not have Svich into it. Does not have Svich into it. So the Chazanish says, why does Rambam tell you that it doesn't have Svich into it? Sure, it sounds like it's trying to tell you it doesn't have Svich in, but it does have Kedusha Shvi'is. If it wasn't Shemitah produce at all, why would he say it doesn't have the Isser Svichin? Why would he just say things that grow in the garden's field don't have any Kedusha at all to them? So that implication from that, that's a riot the Chazanish brings that tells you that stuff that grows on the garden's field really does have Kedusha Shvi'is, it just doesn't have the Isser Svichin.
I don't understand. Why would it have Kedusha for Tumas and Isis and not have Kedusha for Shvi'is?
Because there are different rules. Okay, that gets complicated into the din of the Kedusha was bottle or not bottle, and Shemitah rules are not the same as for Tumas and Isis. Even if a Jewish mindset is chayiv, it may not be chayiv in Shemitah. Okay, the last thing we have to talk about is another question. And that is, what Yossi sort of was hinting at this before, and that is like this. The din of perish shemitahs is you could eat them for people or to humans. People, I keep saying that. People are animals. Okay, people are animals. Okay, so now, the following shayla, Chazanish, is the following question. What do you say about something that's royal Michael Behemoth, but we're people who live in cities, we're city dwellers, we don't have any behemoths around. So for my purposes, the olive pits, he told the olive pits, okay, what do you do when a person eats an olive? Okay, when he's left with a pit at the end of the olive, he lives in the garbage. I eat royal Michael Behemoth, not royal Michael Behemoth. I don't have any animals who could eat it. Well, who am I going to feed it to? I mean, if I had a dog, I'd feed it to. But most people don't have animals to feed it to. He says, so can even though in theory it's Michael Behemoth, and even if I lived on a farm, it would be Michael Behemoth, but I don't live in a farm. I live in the city. If you live in the city, this stuff is garbage. So the question is, does that food have Kedusha Shvi'is, or it doesn't have any more? Like we said before, the food has to rot. When we have an apple that rots to not be Michael Adam. So it's not, it doesn't have Michael Adam, but is it still royal with Michael Behemoth? Presumably there's a still point that a Behemoth would eat it. But I don't have any Behemoth to feed it to. When my food looks like that, I throw it in the garbage. So should we look at it, if we could take this way, should we look at it in objectively, the way the Chazanish says, kefi, what is this word? Kefi, I have it in here somewhere. Kefi tashmas hanos, the best way that it could be used. This food really could be fed to animals. It's still suitable to animals. Or should we say, it depends on Lamaisa. Can I do anything with this? Do I have any use for this food? No, I don't have any use for this. I'm going to throw in the garbage. I don't save my olive pits to feed them to animals, or my date pits.
Is there a reason this would be different than other times where we use Rosalind Royal Achila for Behemoth or not?
What do you mean?
In general, we say that Royal Achila is for Pesach. I don't have a dog. Okay, so I don't have an animal.
That's a good question. So over there we're trying to judge, is that even remotely edible? Because even if edible to a dog is like remotely edible. Here we're trying to say, is there something to do with this thing? Or is it garbage? When it's garbage, if there's no uses to it, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. I don't think it's exactly the same.
Yeah, well, why is it
criteria? That what?
Why is it the criteria? Is it remotely edible? Why here? I'm allowed to say, I don't have a dog.
You
don't normally say
that. No, if you have nothing to do, I'm not sure. I think that it's that if you have nothing to do with this thing, it has no Kedusha Shvi'is. It's going to become not usable. Okay, now, Chazanish brings a right from something like him, which is, he says, it's from Hilchos Klaim. The Rambam says, I want to have it on the board, but I don't. Okay, the Rambam says in Hilchos Klaim, that if a person plants things, that he wants to, next week's meeting, orange juice on the board. Okay, that's all I have room for.
We ain't getting a text all day from Sears, and people want to know what happened to the orange juice. Sears, and came up with a new child.
So the din says like this: if a person has klein that's growing, if he wants them to stay around, then the din is he wants them to be there. Then they become usher. If he doesn't care, then they're not usher. So the Rambam says. So for example, if you have kitzim, some kind of a thorns growing in your field in the wrong place, and you live in Saudi Arabia where they have camels who eat those kitzim, then for you it's klayim, because you want to have those grown. To you it's meaningful to have those kitzim because you have an animal to feed it to. He doesn't say this, but the implication is, and if you live in Poland and there are no camels and there's no one to eat these kitzim, then it's not klayim. Why? Even though there are people who want this, even though there is a value to this plant, it is Michael Behema, there's someone who can eat this plant, but for me living in Poland, there's no Michael Behema. What am I going to do with these things? I don't have a camel.
But yeah, that same shallow one we discussed, I'm just comparing by business role. As long as you have one place where they go ahead and they eat it at this, so then it could be that everywhere needs to be business role. So here too, as long as you have one place, I mean, I'm missing apples and thorns.
Oh, also, we don't go from country to country.
Sometimes we think that. So the Chazanish says maybe we can have a right from there that we should depend on where you are. If for me it's no meaning of that, of course that's going to do Shemitah that then. But you see that if for me it's not worth anything, I live in a place where there's no camels. For me, having these kind of thorns means nothing. So then the dinners it's not a food. He wants to bring right from that. Chazanish, in one place is make like it. In the end, he says you should, in his instructions for people, he says, no, you should be machron on it. He doesn't want to be machron. He wants to be machron on it. The Shevet Halevi has a tshuva about it, where he says, he only saw the first part of the Chazanish, which is what, that you should be mako. And he says, be'etzem, he has all kinds of rights, he thinks you should be machron on the shayla. He doesn't know that it's the other part of the Chazanish who said to be Machmur. Maybe he, before they printed that part, you know. This is from a long time ago. So he says, but he doesn't want to argue, in the Chazanish, even Lachmur. He doesn't argue. Okay. But they say, Chaim Kineski brings it, the Chazanish himself was Machmur in the Shaila, and this Shaila is very Lamaisa, because the question is, when I have something that's, I have leftovers from my food, so we talked about last time, I think it was, what am I supposed to do with those leftovers? How do I let them sit till they're unusable and I get rid of them? But what's the gather of unusable? Is unusable mean not Roy Lachilas Adam, which is relatively quick, because when it gets a little spoiled already, people are not going to eat it, or do I have to wait for it to be not Roy Lachilas Behema, which is much further? Okay, waiting for Michael Behema, this is a very, well, my answer question is, how much do I have to let the food become inedible before I say, forget it, I don't have to keep the same way, it has no Kedusha Shvi'it. It's a very Lamaisa Shaila. He brings it that Chazanish himself was personally machmir about this, that he himself would make those not royal machmir, which is pretty standard to do that. Okay, I just have a question on this. Here's a question, which is like this. When we say that we're considering that since it's fit for Michael Behema, therefore I should still have Kedusha Shvi'is to it. Now, what happened to the rule that I told you that something has to be shavu'l chol nefesh? Okay, if something is not shavu'l chol nefesh, then it's not, doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Now, 500 years ago, when everybody lived in agricultural society, animal food was shavu'l chol nefesh, because animals were all over the place. But in Chicago, shavu'l chol nefesh? Is it shavu'l chol nefesh to say that this rotting banana is shovel chol nefesh because I can feed it to an animal? What are you talking about? No one's got animals. Well, why would you say shovel chol nefesh? It's like saying something's not shovel chol nefesh when it's for sicknesses, for health, because not everybody's sick. Well, okay, well, we have less people who have animals than who are sick. I mean, how many people are there in Chicago who have, well, maybe they're together, you know, the people who have animals in their houses, you know what I mean? But I don't know about
it. You're right.
Okay, but how many people are there who live in this area who have that policy? Okay, but not in Chicago. Are you living in your
shul?
Why are we clearing?
So you shouldn't be able to feed an animal.
No, if you live in a farm, we're here at Shavu'l Chol Nefesh, in this area, it's Shavu'l Chol Nefesh because people, how can they give it to their animals? If you have leftovers in a manufacturing facility, you take that stuff and tackle it into animal food. But you have leftovers in Chicago, you don't feed it to an animal. You do nothing. It's not Shavu'l Chol Nefesh. Well, you would not be allowed to, yes. And I'm saying, I don't know if this is what you mean. I'm saying we should go on each area by itself. The truth is, you're right. If you're implying that if we looked at the whole of Eretz Yisrael, we would say it's not Shavu'l Chol Nefesh. In some places they do, and some they don't. I'm being a little nicer to say we should judge it community by community. We live in a rural place, or we live in a city, and we depend on how we're
living. Why do you go by neighborhood, by city?
Well, in saying
go a few miles, drive a half hour, that's not enough to make a different area.
So you want to say is that it should not be Shavu'l Chol Nefesh because since it's a big part of the country that couldn't get
left. Whatever you define it.
I'm not going as strong as that. Okay, you can say
that you're not going to be able to feed it.
You're making the question stronger. I'm not going that far.
Well, how can you not go that far?
I'm thinking that Shavu'l Chol Nefesh is by areas.
Yeah, it's got the areas. Let's say we so we agree to the areas. But in this area, it's not, most people don't have animals. So you're saying that
it's not shovel home, that's
right. It's not you can feed your animal.
And you can feed your animal. Right. You're stretching to say, even if I live on a farm, I can't feed to my animals because it's not shovel home, that's because the people in the cities don't do that. Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure if we should go that far. Okay, that's the question. Okay, so I guess this question was bothering me. Here's some people question. So one answer that I got was, some of you might know Rabbi Pickles. He said to me, I asked him what he thought about it. He said to me, he said, no, we see in the Torah that we call animals, we call them rechosh. It's like possessions. He says, so the feeding something to an animal or having him that's royal l'machal behema is just like the Gemara says for Yontif, that if there's very sophisticated foods that poor people don't eat, that's considered shavu chol nefesh, because they just don't have access to it. But if you fed it to them, they would be happy to eat it. And so too, having animals is considered to be a worthwhile possession. If I had the money, I had the space, and I had the expertise, I would love to have a bunch of animals in my backyard. If I had the conditions right, it's considered an advantage to have that. I'm missing in that I don't have those things, and therefore, it really is shavu chol nefesh. I'm just not, it's just like, I don't appreciate certain foods because I've never tasted them, and I don't have such a sophisticated palate. But if I had more money and I was able to afford it, I would appreciate it also. Here also, having animals and being able to feed them is a thing that's an asset, and since it's an asset, it is shavu chol nefesh. Everybody would want to have it if they could. I don't have the money, I don't have the space, I don't know what to do with animals, but if I had all those things, the ethem is a thing that people would want. Okay, that was one possibility. I was thinking that maybe the whole question is a mistake. I was wondering if maybe the whole question is a mistake. And that is because, where did we get this rule that it has to be shavu chol nefesh? Because the Torah says that it has to be lachem l'ocho. We have this conflict between lachem and l'ocho. So we said it teaches you that it has to be, there's an expanded view of l'ocho. Not just l'ocho, but even lachem l'ocho. Even things that are shavu chol nefesh are also included. Yeah, well, what does the next pasuk say? The next pasuk says that you can also do a shemitah is feed it to your animals. We're not marvin you can feed it to animals because it's shavu chol nefesh, because it's like l'ocho. The reason why you're allowed to feed perish shemitah to your animal is because the Torah says you can feed it to your animals. It's not, it doesn't have to fit into the rules of lacham l'ocho. Lacham l'ocho is saying, not only could you eat it, you could expand the things that are like eating, you could also do. Okay, that's fine. So if I want to know if I could make Hanukkah candles out of perish shemitah, I have to see, is it lacham l'ocho or is it not lacham l'ocho? I have to see, is it like that or not? That's because the Torah doesn't say you could use it for fire. So I have to see, is it like that or is it not like that? But that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm allowed to use it for animal food because the Torah said you can be able to.
Well, there's an explanation on the pasuk preceding that.
It's a different thing. There's one hetter l'ochlo.
No, I'm saying, but maybe the hetter of the pasuk preceding is saying lehem l'ochlo. You should know it's not a design that you can give it all to your animals.
Okay, you could say that.
I don't know if it's an explanation.
Yes, you could say
of what's going on.
You could say that.
Pasuk.
Yes, you could say that.
It doesn't go for everything, right? If the minute change, in other words, let's say a certain food. And everyone feeds animals, and now nobody feeds the animals. You wouldn't say pasuk says so. You'd say
no, because it has to be royal behemoth.
You eat one food.
We need one food.
No, kind of person, eat one
no
food
for each food. For each food that we have, we say, is this food fit for animals or is it not fit for animals? So I say,
so let's say this food became not fit for animals, right?
Right.
Nobody feeds this animals anymore.
So okay.
Nobody
that feeds animals. Well, it's after dinner.
It's after dinner, right? You wouldn't say it, but the pasuk says, right?
No, because it's not with them.
Right. So you just need one food. You need one food to be kind of the pasuk, though.
No, I'm not saying
nobody feeds elephants.
No, no, I'm not trying to say that it's a team of the pasuk. We need to be mekayim or something. I think the Torah says you can use perishias for eating, for things that are like eating, and for feeding to animals.
Okay,
so animals is not like the hetter is not because it's like eating. It's because you want to feed it to animals. Animal food is in the range of what you like. Doesn't have to be shavu chol nefesh. The question is, it's not shavu chol nefesh. I don't care. Doesn't have to be shavu chol nefesh.
If people don't eat this anymore. Most people don't eat a certain food anymore, then it's not going to be considered
so, so you want to say, okay, so you want to say, and I might be right, you want to say is that it gets to the point that it's not edible at all, so to speak, like totally not usable, then it's not anything, not even Michael Behemo. So, and we should judge that by most people. Look around the world and see by most people, is it royal Michael Behemo or not? In which case it would lose, because in Chicago nobody feeds it to anybody. Right. Okay, you could say that.
So it may depend on the type of animal, meaning that there are certain animals that people generally, you know, have. Maybe this particular person doesn't have the animal, but, you know, let's say there was a certain type of food or leftover that would be eaten by a rhinoceros.
Let's say.
So I don't think that it would be relevant to us. I think that it was only the type of foods that were eaten by camels and donkeys or, you know, the animals.
Common animals.
Or common animals that people had. So if some of those animals are just not common anymore, then maybe we should treat it like, you know,
not royal lechid at all. But in which case, the end of your sentence is, and therefore, since the sheep are not common in Chicago, there are no sheep, so we should treat them as not common either.
It might be a question more about this. The more thing about mukta, yeah. I think it's some exotic animal, something is royal lehema.
So there's a point. You're saying like him, which is that it's not even royal at all, because it's as if this animal doesn't exist. There's an interesting part to that child. I'm not talking about that. No, I was thinking about talking about that when it comes. It has a child to do with sukkahs. Okay, maybe when we get there, we'll talk about it. Ghost figure. It has a child to do with it. A very interesting question. To me, it's interesting. Anyhow, maybe we'll talk about that part, that angle of it. But there's an argument, so I accept. That you might say it's not royal lechid at all, but I'm just my point is still there's what to argue that the rule of shavu chol nefesh doesn't have to apply to ma'achal behema. That doesn't say in the Torah. It says lechem lo'achal, that's ma'achal adam. Whether for ma'achal behema has that rule, la'af dafka, does it have to fit that requirement?